Okay, so this time I will actually try and, you know, declare my love for the one mouse. No, that came out wrong. There's more than one mouse. Oh, twat. Let's try this again, shall we? Hello, welcome back. This is going to be part two. I am going to call this part two because... Yeah, just because I can, alright. So in the first part, the pre-travel, I might just call it the pre-travel, it might just be easier. Pre-travel to and from Orlando, I might call it. Seems fair. I am recording this straight after that one, so if you're thinking, oh, why is he talking about what he's calling it if it's already out? This is why. Because this is how podcasts work. Anyway, if this is going to be part two, this is part two. If not, this is just going to be the love for Disney or theme parks. Still not worked on that title either. But in the first one, as you know, if you listened, you heard me say, I am going to talk about my love for Disney. And I didn't. I'm not going to lie. I did not do a single goddamn thing of that sort of nature. I just ended up talking about my experience through airports and flights. As you do. Well, I mean, people might want to know if you're going to Florida, if you're not going to Florida, if you're going to France, if you're not going to France, if you're going to anywhere else in the world. You might want to know how it goes. I don't know. But anyway, we will continue. So yes, I originally booked this back in May 2020 to go on my own because at the time I was feeling quite, I'm not going to lie to you people, I was depressed. I was quite depressed. I genuinely felt super shit about my life. I felt super bad about not enjoying stuff. Sorry to get so deep straight away, but so I just kind of I got some money together, shall I say, and then I just decided to book myself a 14-day trip to the great state of Orlando. Yeah, at the time I was super pumped about it because I was like, yes, I really just want to go. I just want to get out of the UK. I just want to do something. I want to go and enjoy myself. And then, you know, after I initially pressed pay and all that stuff, that's when it hit me and was like, oh shit, I'm going on my own. I was like, I'm gonna be like 9 hours away around the world and like I have nobody around to talk to. Because it's different time zones. So during the day in Florida is like mid-afternoon over here. And then early nighttime in the UK is like early afternoon in Florida. So it's like I would have had no one to really, you know, pick up the phone to or text or anything or message whilst I was over there at night time walking around on my own thinking, why the hell have I come here on my own? But I've done Paris on my own, but I know people are going to be like, yeah, but Paris is different. It is different. It's a lot different. Like Orlando is bloody massive. It's ridiculously massive. You can walk like 30 odd thousand steps a day in Orlando, and that will just cover a theme park, just one theme park. At the time, like I said, I was proper down. I just wanted out. I just wanted away. I just wanted to be done with the UK, really. That I still do now, to be honest. I would much rather just pack up my stuff and fly to Florida again and just stay there, just stay out there, just try and get a job out there. But I haven't got that sort of money to be able to live out there. So that's a dream that'll never happen. But yeah, I just wanted to be gone. So I just booked everything. I was like, yeah, I'm going, I'm doing it. Like, I need to, you know, take a step in my life that I want to try and accomplish something. So I just thought going to Florida for 14 days on my own would be a massive, like, thing to achieve. I still do now. I still think, like, if I able to go again and I could go on my own, then I might try it, like, try and do it. But then there's just a little thing inside my head that's like, I get super anxious and nervous and all that stuff, that I don't really like doing much things on my own. And I think Disney's one of them things where it is better off being shared. But at the same time, there is a lot of people that do go on their own. So I would kind of like to experience something on my own. I've done Paris on my own 3 times now. And I know it's only like 4 days away. So it's not really a long time. 14 days is a long time. Like, this trip in January felt longer than 14 days. Usually when you're having so much fun, it usually feels shorter. But for some reason, even though we was having so much fun and loving every second of it and trying to utilize every minute of every day, it kind of, once the 14 days were up, I was kind of like, yeah, I'm ready to go home now. Like, this is it. But then as soon as you come home, you're like, yeah, I want to stay out. But yeah, I kind of do want to still maybe do Florida on my own, but I might just have a look at like doing a week or 10 days because it is expensive. Like I said in the last podcast, I've already priced up for this year, another holiday for this year. I looked at May, but that was like, I think the cheapest I got to was 1,800 and summer. And that wasn't staying in a Disney hotel. It was with Disney tickets and flights and all that stuff. But it wasn't staying in a Disney hotel. If I stayed in a Disney hotel, it'd be like 2,400 and summer. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to get all that by May. And then I looked at September and it was like 2,700. I was like, yeah, no. But I think it's only just going to go up in price anyway. So it's just going to be one of them where I'm probably just going to have to book it for like a good couple of years in advance and, you know, save up that way. Even though I'd want to go as soon as possible. But that's just the way I am. Going alone scared the shit out of me. So on one hand, I was like over the moon when it said I couldn't go in May, obviously. But then I moved it back to October, and that was when my mate was originally supposed to be going, was October 2020. So I was going the same time as him. So at least I would have met up with him and his fiance. Well, his now fiance. Congratulations, by the way, if you're listening, Matt. And then that never happened, so I had to push it back again. So I left it till pretty much a full year and booked it for September last year, 2021. And then in which my parents were like, yeah, we'll come. Like, so we just paid, obviously, an extra couple grand for them to come onto it. But then, obviously, like I said in the first one, it got pushed back again. Then my dad dropped out. I don't want to sound like broke record. But yeah, I will go one day on my own. Obviously, I'll probably have to at some point because, let's face it, I can't do everything with my family all the time. I'll have to have my own life at some point. So I'll probably just look at going Paris on my own or something for this year. Possibly around my birthday in May. If anyone's interested in going, just reach out to me and we can, you know, maybe hang together or something, like go Paris together or whatever, like have some fun. It'll be nice to meet people, finally. It'll be nice to, like, actually get out and do stuff this year. It'll be nice to, you know, I just want to explore a bit more. I just want to, like, meet friends. I just want to do stuff. It's been a couple of years of not doing anything, really. I mean, I don't really do much anyway. I never did before the pandemic happened. But I just kind of feel like now I'm coming to 31, I should be, you know, exploring a bit, going out there, meeting some of you guys, meeting up with old friends, all that stuff. So, I mean, one day, if if you do want to go Florida, then crack on, like, just get in touch with me, then at least I've got someone can pay half, so. Or split it between three or four of us, I don't know, like, who knows, like, you know, like, life's worth living if, like, it's just no fun if you're just not going to do anything. But that's my motto for this year and going forward, is to try and do more stuff. Hence why I'm back on podcasting. Because at the moment, I don't really have anything to do. But I want to try and do more stuff or utilize my days off better. But yeah, anyway, this one's about how much I love, like, Disney and theme parks. I will say this thing, like, people go on about Walt Disney World and Universal Studios, and they always face them off against each other. But to me, I'm just a fan of both. I know a lot of people are a fan of both, but there are some diehard fans out there that are like, oh, Universal's so much better than Disney, or Disney do things so much better than Universal, which can be said on both sides. Like, there's things that Disney do, there's things that Universal do better than the other, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not going to get into that, because I'm just going to say, like, what I feel. I love Disney. I've loved the story behind the parks. I love the fact that Walt built parks to try and make people happy and whatnot. And basically, that's all I want to do, is try and make people smile, make people laugh. That's why I act like an absolute douchebag or an idiot whilst I'm in work. And if workmates ever comment on any of my stuff, or you happen to know any of them who work with me, which I very much doubt, but who knows? It's a small world, and that's not a reference to the ride. I just mean it in general. Like, if you know any of them, they'll tell you that I do sing, dance, and just basically act like an absolute knobhead. But that's primarily to try and make people laugh and to forget that they're having a really rubbish day stuck in work. Because God knows you don't want to do a 10-hour shift and just be, like, miserable all day. Well, I won't want to be. That's why, you know, sing my little heart out, even though I can't sing. But yeah, so I just love the fact that Walt did this basically from nothing. He had to get loan from his brother and all this stuff to, like, even make it possible. And this fact that his brother actually, like, loved him that much that he helped him out and all that stuff, to me, that is heartwarming. And it's just, that's just how life should be. I know it's not, but it just should be. That's why I like Disney parks. And the fact that when you go, as soon as you enter, it is like a whole different, just a whole different place. Like, you don't even feel like you're in the real world. Yeah, just get in there, you hear everyone being happy, talking, and, you know, smiles on people's faces. You hear the music from around the park. Yes, there's going to be times when you're walking past families and they're all arguing with each other, but that's the whole point as well, is that they don't know what they're doing. A lot of people don't know what plans they've got. To me, I'm not even a planner. I don't plan days out. I think this is why my dad didn't really want to go because he knows me and my mum are the same. We don't plan anything. We just go in and attack. We go in and walk around and then go from one ride to another or go into a shop to another. We just walk around whichever's got the lowest wait times. We jump on and we're probably crossing over like our paths like several thousand times a day. Like we don't go like in a big circle and do the rides that way. We always like, usually what we do is go in, walk around first, get a feel for everything. Well, we did when we went to Florida. We went in, got a feel for everything, walked around, and then we started jumping on some rides, but we like used the app, which helped because it shows you the wait times. And it was also like busy as shit to the time of year that it was. Like, usually January is, like, really quiet time of the year for any of the Disney parks. But I think because so many holidays got put on hold, not just from the UK to the US, but from anywhere in the US to Florida, must have been put on hold. So I think everyone just decided to up and leave in January. So literally, like, the wait times were... For most of the time, I think I'm just going to pick out Snow White, the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train in Magic Kingdom, because that's like one of the popular rides. I think that was over 100 minutes every day that we went. I think it came down to like, the lowest it came down to was about like 75. But for most of the days, it was over 100 minutes. That's why we ended up buying the Genie Plus Lightning Lanes, which is a completely different topic all on its own because a lot of people seem to hate it. But yeah, 50% of people that are actually in the parks on the day are apparently buying it, so it can't be that bad. But again, that's a different subject for a different day. I will talk about all that after all this series of podcasts have come out. So yeah, that's just basically what I'm trying to say, is that a lot of the wait times were like above half hour to 50 minutes for a lot of the rides anyway. I know the wait times ain't that low a lot anyway, but I'm talking about rides like the Mad Hatter Tea Party, where you spin around in teacups. At best, it's probably about 10 minutes, but for most of the days that we was there, it was always like 35, 40 minutes. Winnie Pooh ride, which is just you get in a car and you go around the world of Winnie Pooh. Well, actually, you get in a honey pot, which is on the... Yeah. You go around, and that was always like 35 to 50 minute way. Every time we've used to been in the past, it's always been like about 15 minutes, if that. But yeah, it was just stuff like that. It was busy. Like you could tell by the amount of people that was there as well. You don't have to just look at wait times. You just got to look at the crowds. But yeah, like all 14 days was pretty busy. But I mean, like it still didn't stop us. Like to me, that adds to the atmosphere even more of why I love Disney. I think it just draws in so many people from so many different families and so many different backgrounds that even you see like tattooed goth style people and they're just walking around Disney with like Mickey ears on their heads and balloons. They're holding balloons or like the new bubble ones that they sell. Like, even they've got them, and you would, like, if you saw them out and about, you'd probably just think, oh, they don't care about anything. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people do that with me. But, it's just one of them things. I think it's like, once you get in there, it's like a whole, like I said, a whole different world, and it's just a nice atmosphere. Bar the odd few that are screaming at each other because the kids want a certain item and they haven't got it. And it's just how it goes. And then you go to Universal, and then Universal is pretty much the exact same, but for older, I say older people, but like more like just older teens and taller than kids. Because a lot of the rides in Universal are roller coasters. Even though I don't ride full-on roller coasters all the time, or any time, it's only really Rock and Roller Coaster that I do, which I didn't go on this year. Which I'm pretty bummed about, but I'll get to that in my Hollywood Studios one. I did do Hagrid's Motorcycle Adventure, I think it's called. Like one of the newer Harry Potter rides that just opened. Because when I last went to Universal, Harry Potter lands were just a figment of imagination. I think they just started building the Hogwarts side next to Jurassic Park and all that stuff. Because Jaws and everything was still there and we rode on it the last time we went. But now obviously all that's gone. If you know Universal, you'll know what I'm on about. But yeah, like everything was pretty new there. But I still love Universal as well because like you walk in and it just like it's a totally different atmosphere that just hits you. Like you can just feel the excitement. You can feel the atmosphere. You can just feel like the live entertainment and all that stuff because they have like Blues Brothers that come out. They have like parades, obviously, same as Disney. Disney have parades, and then when them parades are on, you can just feel like all the energy of the excitement of the kids, the adults that are all stood around and stuff like that to see their favorite characters. Universal is more like a party atmosphere. I'm just gonna say it like that. Like Universal's more like a party atmosphere, and then Disney's more of like an excited kids atmosphere. Not to say that obviously it's just for kids, but even me and my mum, when we do go into any Disney park, we just get giddy and smiley and happy. And then when you go to Universal, you hear they have like more like party style music playing around their park. So you feel that and you just like get proper hyped and you're like, you're still smiling and acting like a goof, but you just feel it and like it makes your adrenaline go. Like even now talking about it, I'm just bouncing in my chair because I feel like I just want to, you know, I just feel happy and just want to go and just enjoy myself. Like a lot of Universal stuff is like, stuff to do with films and from Universal. So if you're a massive movie fan, then you'll love it. Like Back to the Future, Jaws, like I said, Harry Potter, Jurassic Park, Transformers. Like these major franchises that everyone's seen at least some of them, at least one of them. So you'll know of them, but if you go into any of the shop in Universal, there's always merchandise for any of them. And then on the other hand, you've got Disney, which is like the one of the biggest I don't even know how to explain Disney, to be honest. Companies that are worldwide. Every kid in the world, every adult in the world knows what Disney is because they've either seen a Disney film growing up or they like Disney films now. So you just know of them. You know the characters, even though you might not know them, like what they've been in or anything. You'll know what the characters are. So you'll know that they're there. Like, as soon as you see them, you're just like, oh, like, you know what I mean? And then Universal is just like, I'm not from the 80s. But there's a lot of, it seems like a lot of nostalgic feeling around Universal. And I like that sort of feeling because I'm a massive fan of like 80s films, like Back to the Future, obviously. Obviously, there's more. I say 80s stuff, but there's not really a lot of 80s stuff there anymore. It's mainly all like 90s, 2000s now. But they've also got a Marvel Land, which Florida doesn't, but California has Avengers Campus. But Florida can't have a Marvel Land because they've signed an agreement with Universal, I believe, for them to have the Marvel stuff when Universal made it like 20 years ago. So I think it's something to do with the contract issues, why they can't have like them IPs what Universal have. And that's why Florida's making a Guardians of the Galaxy coaster, is because I just want to put this out there. I think it's because obviously Universal have a Spider-Man ride, an X-Men ride, and a Hulk coaster. So I don't think Walt Disney World's allowed to use them sort of IPs. They're allowed to sell merchandise, obviously, because they own Marvel. Disney owns Marvel now. So they're allowed to sell the merchandise. I don't think they're allowed that sort of IP for rides and stuff. So I think that's why Walt Disney World's going for the like Guardians of the Galaxy, because it's like, it's still a relatively new franchise, or the films are, and there's a third one on the way. So I think it'll help. But I think it's one of the ones that people enjoy the most as well. And I think it's like an indoor coaster, so it's just going to be quite thrilling. But yeah, that's basically all I can say about Disney and Universal, is that even talking about them, like right now, I just feel happier. I just feel like satisfied of knowing that I've been able to go. But I also feel quite sad that I'm not there all the time, because I want to go all the time. I want to be one of them YouTubers that you see that are able to go to the parks all the time and just, you know, walk around and do absolutely nothing but film. I'd love to be one of them people. I really would. I did try and keep an eye out whilst I was over there to try and see if I could see any of them, but I didn't. So, but again, like I said, it was mad busy. So I suppose, it was just mad busy. So, but to me, I absolutely adore Disney. I mainly like Disney for the reason that he like built or he came up with the idea from scratch, and he just wanted everyone to, you know, to come to a place to probably forget their own troubles, to just forget things for like 7-8 hours a day, and just, you know, enjoy themselves, because God knows, I'd love to do that. I'd love to do that every day. Like, just forget stuff and just enjoy myself. Because that's what it's all about in the end. And then you got Universal, which is more for a bit more grown up. But kids still go. There's a lot of kids out there. They still got a lot of child-friendly rides, like the Minions. They used to have Shrek 4D, but I don't know. we'll get into that when I get to my Universal podcast. But yeah, like, they're both similar, but at the same time different. They both offer different things, but also at the same time similar things, because they're just both there for your entertainment. Like, that's all it is to entertain, to make you forget stuff, to make you like happy, and just enjoy yourself for the day. But yeah, that's mainly my reasons for loving Disney / Universal in this case. So I hope you had fun listening. I hope you feel the same. I'm not gonna lie, And until next time, I will speak to you very soon.